it has ended here in Newry, and another comfortable victory in the Bank of Ireland Dr. McKenna Cup, as Donegal take a 10-point win against Down, following on from their 10-point victory last week against Queens. They've seen out the Mourne men here today on a final scoreline of 117 to 10 points. At the break, Donegal were leading by 6 by 9 points to 3, but there was a good spread of scores for Declan Bonner's side today. The likes of Martin McElhinney stepped up with 4 points. Niall O'Donnell has 3, and Michael Langan added a couple as well, as did Jamie Brennan. Oisin Gallen, on his first competitive start, first competitive performance for Donegal, stepping up with a point in the closing minutes of the second half. And we had Kieran Thompson, Patter Mogan, who had a good game as well. A couple of good challenges from the St. Noel's man. Martin O'Reilly and Keelan McGonigal with that goal and a point. Hugh McFadden also involved as well on the scoreboard. So a good array of scores for Declan Bonner's side, and it's another 10-point one as they now move on to the final game of their section, where basically the winner against Cavan will be topping the group and looking for a place in the semi-final. So how do you assess this performance here today, Martin McHugh, following on from last week?
It's a good performance, and no doubt about that, Oisin. Looking at, you know, you're up against the county team this week, no disrespect to the college team and that there, but the big test will come again. You know, it'll be a good test on Wednesday night, looking at Cavan. You know, they're in Division 1, Down are in Division 3, they're in Division 1, so Down can play a lot of young players. Cavan will be getting ready, and they need games, and they'll class this as a very good competitive game for them coming to Donegal, so that'll be a better test. But this is a good performance. But, you know, as you said, getting the players like Oisin Gallen, Paddy Dolan coming off the bench there, them players, you know, especially younger lads, it's great to see them getting that game time in there. So it was a better performance than last week. You know, I thought, you know, we're solider in defence, particularly, you know, they didn't put much high ball into the full back line, but we definitely coped really well in the full back line he put in. And I thought the midfield was very good today, with Hugh McFadden, Martin McElhinney, and Jason McGee coming to that area, and Michael Langan at times playing there was very good. So listen, all round is great, and, you know, the other players, as we mentioned, as you mentioned, Patter Mogan, to see the quality attack he's put in everything. Look, it's supposed to be. Big thing will be, people will be saying they're all fighting for their places for the game in Clare, first of all, starting off, and that's going to be a difficult enough game down in Clare, you know, going down there. So look at, well, I know we have other players to come back into it and everything else, but look at, it's a good performance. But big one out of the day was definitely, you know, it's great Martin McElhinney been back in the middle of the field, so that made a big difference. Well, yeah, you're just telling me here, was Ray Owen McHugh, who picked up that hamstring injury. He'd be a mess the way he played, particularly the last day, and at times today he was kind of playing in a different role today, a sweeper the last day. He drove forward and scored 2 points, so hopefully, you know, that injury is okay. Eamon Doherty, lucky enough, looked like picked up enough, but got over it all right. You know, Niall O'Donnell was back to good performance today, the way he played, kicked some good free. So look at, you'll not know yet, you know, it's the start of the year, but look at Down with new management, you know, big crowd here from Down as well, exciting things. So, you know, we put them away, particularly that last 10 minutes of the first half when it mattered, you put them away. We didn't concede a goal again, which is great. That's an important thing to do. It, the rules are something people will be talking about. It's just, you know, you're definitely going to be scoring more points because you'll be going for long range points with the rules of this day, particularly the 3 hand passes stay in. But yeah, so looking forward to Wednesday night. I think more competitive games you get, the better, particularly in the second division, and with players out injured and everything else, and that the second division, you know, the fact that you're there, I think you can afford to try to win the McKenna Cup again.
So then Donegal remain on course in the defence of their McKenna Cup title. They go now to their next game against Cavan on Wednesday night at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, where it's sort of a winner takes all to finish top of their section. But it's 2-2 at the start of the year for Declan Bonner's side, and it's another 10-point victory as well. They have defeated Down here today in Park Esler and Newry. 117-10 was the final score.